Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 14th of November 2021. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Rick, VK7RI. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK3PG. We also go out in medium and high frequencies courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 7.140 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 14.130 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and on VK7RTC in Southern VK7. And now it's over to Hayden of VK7HH for an article on Dick Smith of VK2DIK.
Dick Smith, VK2DIK, has lived an adventurous and extraordinary life. He is a proud Australian, businessman, adventurer, entrepreneur, and he single-handedly changed electronics and the amateur radio and CB scene in Australia. Dick has recently released his autobiography titled Dick Smith, My Adventurous Life, and on Friday, November the 19th, at 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time, we're privileged to sit down live with Dick on the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel. We'll be speaking to him about his adventuring stories, including the first solo helicopter flight around the world, his business ventures, and his early days and interest in radio. Many of you listeners would have fond memories of walking into a Dick Smith Electronics to get the latest component for that project you were building, a Funway kit, or maybe just to drool over that new rig. Yes, this is the chance for all hams and electronic enthusiasts around Australia to say thanks to the legend that is Dick Smith. This is 73s from Hayden, VK7HH, for Ham Radio DX.
Broadcast news, 160 metre frequency change. Please note that the 160 metre rebroadcast of the WIA National News and the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcasts on 160 metres by Graham, VK7GS, is changing frequency. It was originally on 1.865 MHz and is now moving down slightly to 1.862 MHz. This is to avoid AM broadcast station intermods. A huge thank you to Graham for his rebroadcast each Sunday from Mount Roland in the northwest of VK7. 73s from the VK7 AR News Team. And now over to QSL News. A report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at the 4th of November is in the email version of this broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman via email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. If you have recently upgraded and or changed your call sign, then please contact Herman to advise him of your old and new call signs. Thank you to those amateurs who have already been in touch advising me of the new calls and silent key information. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Now news from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club next meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on the 4th of December at our usual venue, Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea that has been commercially produced would be appreciated. We have single package tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend, and don't forget to use the QR code check-in on entry. If you have any cold or flu symptoms, or are unwell, or been in contact with any confirmed COVID case, then do not attend the meeting. Please note the new meeting start time is now from 1:30 p.m. Christmas outing. The Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Committee wish to advise that the club will have a Christmas outing commencing at midday on Saturday the 27th of November. This will be held at Legions Park on the Esplanade West Ulverston. The park is undercover barbecue facilities, toilets, children's playground, and is beside the Leven River. It is a BYO affair. Weather permitting, we hope to set up for HF activity in the afternoon that members can take advantage of. Family and friends are welcome to attend, and please RSVP to the Secretary Anne, VK7BYL, which is anne.landers@westnet.com.au. I'll repeat that is anne.landers@westnet.com.au. ASAP, re your attendance. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor News Officer. And now moving on to news from the north. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits of the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays from 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, which is in Henry Street, Launceston. And if you'd like more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now over to Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Attendance at the coffee on Friday was another excellent roll-up, although the cold weather put paid last week's thought that Sky Warmer could go into seasonal recess. His services were again definitely required to keep us all warm than the outside temperature. Again, there were lots of chatter, although notably there were some technical issues discussed at one table. Many of us talked about the opening of the border on the 15th December and how that could affect us. A number mentioned they were already booked in for early December to get their booster Pfizer vaccinations. A related discussion topic was the suggestion of getting a copy of their vaccination certificate downloaded to their smartphone, or failing that, running off a hard copy to have on their person at all times to show vaccination proof at venues. Just in case that became a requirement, already a requirement in some states. As this news goes to air, a number of NTARC members will slowly be recovering from the state champion equine endurance ride held at Mersey Lea. The ride was a 24-hour event commencing at 0:00 hours on Saturday. Hopefully the weather was kind to them, and I can assure you sitting up in a chair wrapped up in a blanket, waiting for horses to appear through the darkness is not all that comfortable in the cold and wet. The one advantage of poor weather is that you can hear the horses coming for some kilometres, and the twinkling of the rider's helmet lights through the trees is a welcome sight to the checkpoint crew as you slowly tick them off the list. We should be able to provide you with a full report in next week's broadcast news. As this was the week for the club tech night and no other news has reached NTARC, the Northern Reporter, we now move over to the rehashed upcoming events. I will understand if you decide to paddle off into the kitchen and make a cuppa and cook some toast. Before we go to the events though, a little reminder that Christmas is drawing closer. Thanks to modern technology, otherwise known as the internet, I see that there are 41 days from today to the 25th of December. So best get shopping and maybe start thinking about putting up the Christmas tree. 2022 membership fees. Yes, with the year rapidly disappearing, it is time to start reminding all of you that your 2021 membership fee expires on the 31st of December. A letter advising you of the fee payable for the 2022 will be forwarded to all members in late November to the email address noted on our records. We confirm that the 2022 membership fee will be a slight increase to $40 for each voting member, with an additional unchanged $5 for each member of a family that the voting member wishes to add to his or her membership. And now upcoming events. Tech Night. Wednesday the 17th of November at the NTARC Club Rooms, starting at 19:30 hours until whenever. Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday the 24th of November. Testnet CW course on 3580 MHz from 7 PM till 7:30 PM, and TechNet on 3567 MHz from 7:30 till about 8:30 PM. Your host for the evening again will be Nick of VK7 Double Scotch. Christmas dinner. Wednesday the 15th of December. Venue, Mowbray Hotel. Meet time is 6 p.m. Tables have been booked under the name of Entark. Menu is an a la carte and there is plenty of parking at the rear. Please RSVP to the secretary at either of the email addresses, which are news@entark.net or ypmaxwell@bigpond.com, or jot your name down on the sheet next to the sign-in register on a Wednesday night session or coffee morning. We will need to confirm final numbers with the hotel on Tuesday the 14th of December. So please ensure that you get your name on the list before that date. As of Friday, we had 26 names listed and the hotel has been advised to extend seating numbers to 30. So if you are planning to attend, please advise so that your name can be added. Coffee mornings. Currently held every Friday in the Entark Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to 12 noon and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards waiting collection, so why not pop in and check your QSL box and join in for a cuppa and chat. And just a friendly reminder, please demonstrate your appreciation for all the effort that goes into operating the club, its facilities and other services we provide, especially in these abnormal and very trying times. Enjoying the company, coffee, biscuits and cake by leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist with our ongoing operations. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items or news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, which is news@entark.net. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will greatly be appreciated. We will bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. 73 Som Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary Entark Incorporated. And now news from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. REST Open Day, new date. The REST Committee has rescheduled the Open Day to Sunday, January the 16th, 2022, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. More details about the day will be in future broadcasts, and that's 73 from the REST Committee. And now REST Christmas Barbecue. REST will be holding a Christmas BYO barbecue on the 15th of December 2021. First at lunchtime for Wednesday afternoon group WAGS and the second at 7:30 p.m. for the DATV Experimenters group. See you there, and that's 73 from the REST Committee. Training and assessments. REST Next Foundation License Course and All License Assessment Day is on next Saturday, the 27th of November 2021, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, REST Learning Organiser, know as ASAP that you will be coming along by phoning him on 0417 391 607. That's 0417 391 607, or an email, which is cessor@rest.asn.au. And check out the REST Foundation license training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. Check out the REST Facebook page events for further details. And that's 73 from Reg of VK7 Kilo Kilo. DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with a recap of what resonance is, namely, it describes the phenomenon of increased amplitude that occurs when the frequency of a periodically applied force is equal or close to natural frequency of the system on which it acts. When an oscillating force is applied at a resonant frequency of a dynamic system, the system will oscillate at a higher amplitude than when the same force is applied at other non-resonant frequencies. Natural frequency is the frequency at which a system tends to oscillate in the absence of any driving or dumping force. Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, then showed the large natural quartz crystals, yes, just silicon dioxide, but is essential and used extensively throughout the RF industry. Some history first with piezoelectricity that was discovered back in 1880 and then used in World War I with quartz resonators appearing, and then in 1920 to 1930, Quartz oscillators and clocks were created with accuracies of up to 1 second in 30 years. A crystal is just a substance made from regularly ordered arrays of atoms, molecules, and ions, and Justin showed some crystallography books on quartz that show the quartz crystal molecular form. What we have learned from previous shows on resonance is that the size, shape, elasticity, and the speed of sound in the material will determine the resonant frequency of the material when there is an external energy applied to the system, and this is no different in a crystal. It was found that if you slice a quartz crystal in a particular way and apply an electric field, then the crystal distorts, called electrostriction or reverse piezoelectricity. As the crystal returns to its original shape, it generates a voltage. The specific characteristics depend on the mode of vibration and the angle at which the quartz is cut, relative to its crystallographic axis. Sorry if I got that wrong. Justin showed Ian Ridpath's book again, and it shows some of the different cuts of crystal. He then showed some of the many types of crystals and opened up to show the crystal and plates arrangement. Justin then used a gate dip oscillator to measure the resonant frequency of crystals at resonance. Next week I'll have a jig made up for the nano VNA. Crystals can also be used at high Q filters, and Peter Parker has a great video on that. The DATV Experimenter's Night then moved into a picture thanks to Warren VK7WN, which is a picture of Prince Charles on HF radio talking to Antarctic bases when the Kingston AAD headquarters was opened 40 years ago. We were helped out by Alan VK7KAJ, Roger VK7ER, Kim VK7KB, and Herman VK7 Hotel Whiskey. Herman VK7 Hotel Whiskey recollects that the call was mentioned in the Casey April 81 newsletter. Looking at the Collins equipment being used instead of rad phone call, it must have been a call on one of the Antarctic Division frequencies. At the KCN, we probably used one of our main 10 kilowatt transmitters. We did have Collins gear as shown for our emergency comms, 1 kilowatt. The 40-year anniversary of the AAD reminded me that I was a KC base in 1981, VKOHW. We received the call via the rad phone to get the OIC to the comm centre in Prince Charles, as Prince Charles was going to speak with him. I left for the Antarctic on the Tyler Dunn from Melbourne, where the HQ was at the time. Came home in early 1982 to Hobart, where the new headquarters was by then. Thanks to Warren, Alan, Roger, Kim and Herman for sharing their Antarctic experiences. Justin and Steve, VK700, then showed their latest 3.4 GHz experiments with the new 27 dBi grid packs along with pictures. Thanks, Steve. We finished with reminders of the up-and-coming events. This week, the DATV Experimenter's Night, we continue our focus on RF resonance, more crystals, resonators, frequency standards, more 3.4 GHz experimentation, and much more. It will be coming to you from the Queen's Domain Clubrooms, and we get underway from 7:30 p.m. Keep an eye on the Reist Facebook events for more details, and a reminder that we go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DVT dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on Reist YouTube channel. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday coffee session, Rocher Lee Clubrooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Tech Night Sessions, Wednesday the 17th of November, Rocher Lee Clubrooms in Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday the 24th of November. Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. to about 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 09:30 UTC or 20:30 local, the Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX Net on 144.190 upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party following after Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meeting in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. live in the clubrooms, also on DVBT, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz and that commences at 6 p.m. Events. Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, 27th of November. Christmas gathering held at Legions Park on the Esplanade, West Ulverston from midday. Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, 4th of December. Club meeting in the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston from 1:30 p.m. NTARC, 15th of December. Christmas dinner at the Mowbray Hotel from 6 p.m. Let the secretary know if you're coming. Reist, 15th of December, Xmas BYO barbecues for WAGs and lunchtime and DATV Experiments Night from 7:30 p.m. Reist, 16th of January 2022, Reist open day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Reist, 6th of February 2022, Annual General Meeting, Queen's Domain Clubrooms from 11 a.m. followed by BYO barbecue. And now a reminder for those people who are rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7FB. Repeaters will be Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. On 160 metres we've got VK7GS, 80 metres VK7DG. 40 metres VK7TPE, 20 metres VK7ALH, 10 metres VK7JGD, DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTE in Southern VK7. Thanks to VK3PG for stepping in for Clayton, and a huge thank you to all people and organisations assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed a VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found on the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadlines for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, it's 73s from Rick, VK7RI.